The Dodgers and Padres are getting set for a big three-game weekend series here in San Diego, and I'm joined by Sunday starter, defending, reigning National League Cy Young Award winner, Trevor Bauer. Trevor, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Trevor, I don't think people introduce you enough by saying the reigning Cy Young Award winner. Has that sunk in? I mean, you are that guy.
Yeah, it hasn't really sunk in. Nothing has really changed. I still try to go out there and, you know, do the best I can. I think if you added Mickey Mouse to it, it would probably satisfy a lot more people.
Yeah, that's right. I was going to ask you whether or not you do embrace being the heel of Major League Baseball. Obviously, your teammates love you by all accounts. Your family and friends love you. But every other team in baseball outside of Dodger Blue, I feel like you are public enemy number one.
Yeah, Reds fans and Indians fans seem to like me all right. But outside of that, yeah, there's some bad blood there, I guess. Mainly probably because fans just don't understand exactly what the purpose of all of it is. And I'm just trying to bring entertainment, and then I'm, you know, joking around and not serious like 99% of the time. So when people meet me and they're like, what's this guy about? Like, he seems this way or that way. And then they realize very quickly that I just like to have a good time and I'm joking around. They're like, oh, okay, this makes sense. But yeah, I definitely embrace the heel role. Someone's got to do it. You know, the story sells and conflict sells. You can't watch the Kardashians or the Paul brothers on YouTube or anything like that and come to a different conclusion. Personality and conflict and story sells. So having more of that in baseball, if you look at what goes on in the NBA, if you look at what goes on in wrestling, if you look at what goes on in MMA, like you have these conflicts between people, real or fake, it doesn't really matter, but people buy into it, and baseball needs more of that, in my opinion.
It feels like you really embrace it. Just your last start, you were able to put the sword back in its holster after the final out. You have the McGregor strut, Ric Flair style coming off the mound. It seems like you really embrace it.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a game these days of going viral. So you have to do these little things on the field that get clipped out and put all over social media. And ultimately, that's what makes the game more popular, because the young people are on social media. They're on Instagram, TikTok, you know, Twitter, wherever these things get shared, and they see it and they're like, oh, that looks fun. And then they want to go play baseball to do their idea, or they want to tune in to see what the next idea is. And that's something that baseball has been behind on, is the presence on social media. So these little clippable moments, the bat flips, the celebration, stuff like that, they're what draws interest in from the young crowd.
So Trevor, you could appreciate this. I told my wife and kids, see you. I'm coming down to San Diego for this big three-game series. Am I overhyping this series? What's the vibe from your standpoint and the team standpoint with these first three games against the Padres?
It's just another series to us, really. I mean, it's early in the year. We're playing good baseball. We want to continue to play good baseball. But we know it's a long year, and every win is just as important as the next. You know, winning yesterday and the way that we did coming back late was big for us. And we haven't been behind a whole lot this season. So to have a comeback win is big. And, you know, it's about continuing to play good baseball, ultimately.
I know during the long season, you need some things to pick you up. Is this one of those type of series that pick you up and get the adrenaline going over the course of 162 games?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I haven't played against the Padres, with this current lineup. I haven't played against this current team. Obviously, we didn't play, with the Reds, we didn't play them last year. So it's hard for me to really get a judge of, you know, how their lineup is and how intense the series are or whatever the case is. I'll know a lot more after tonight's game. But it's going to be fun. For me, it's my first time playing in Petco. It's one of the stadiums I haven't played in yet. So that part of it will be really cool. I'll get to check that one off. I think there's two other ones, Citi Field and the new ballpark in Arlington, Globe Life Field, I think. So, yeah, it'll be fun for me in that standpoint. I watched a lot of games as a kid at Petco. I've done the stadium tour at Petco, but I've never been in the dugout during a big league game. So that'll be fun for me.
Will you be on the top railing blowing kisses to Manny Machado in advance of Sunday?
I'm just hoping he doesn't duck me like he did in spring training.
That was so funny when you said that. I don't think people realize the history between you two in a good way.
Yeah.
Or bad way for you on your side.
Yeah. Manny's always been great to me. I got no problems with Manny. You know, we've had a lighthearted, like, fun relationship about it. Obviously he's a great talent in our game. I'm all for him going out there and performing well. You know, just not when it's against me. So we'll have quite the fun interaction this year, I'm sure, as I try to figure out how to get him out.
I'm not sure if you're a gamer or not, but I've heard that you and Blake Snell have a friendship.
No, I'm not a gamer. I actually don't know Blake a whole lot. So I respect what he does on the field for sure. Just the gamer that he is and the performance that he put up in the playoffs last year was fun to watch. But yeah, I'm not a gamer.
That's good to know. Yeah, you're focused on your body and pitching. And that's one thing that your teammates, the first thing they use to describe you, Trevor, is competitive. Where did that come from? Your parents? Did you develop that on your own? Where did that competitive spirit come from?
Yeah, I don't know. I think if I had to give an answer, it probably would be from being bullied nonstop as a kid. And I was just so angry that that was kind of my competitive, like, or my outlet was like competition. You know, it was the one thing that I could go out there and I could do. I felt good about myself because I wasn't around other kids necessarily or whatever. It was just kind of me out there competing and I could lose myself in doing the thing that I loved. And, you know, to show a lot of people, you know, I had a lot of kind of bad relationships with coaches coming up, especially my high school coach. So going out there and being able to kind of prove him wrong in some way kind of drove that competitive fire, I think. But I've always been competitive. You know, I hate losing. It just drives me nuts. Like, there's nothing I hate more than going out there and being bad at something that I care about. So you definitely have that internal fire.
Can you be successful on the mound pitching angry? Have you found success when you're angry on the mound? Because a lot of athletes can't really control that anger.
I'm better when I'm angry. Yeah. Like, the worst thing you could do is piss me off on the field because you're going to get 97, 98, and you're going to get like really, yeah, you're going to get nasty stuff if you make me mad. So yeah, I'm definitely better when I'm mad.
So you're an outlier as far as an athlete goes, Trevor. Not too many guys can perform playing angry or pitching angry.
Yeah, I would consider myself an outlier in many things.
Yeah. Hey, one teammate that really likes you, Trevor, that I know for sure is Kenley Jansen. You guys started playing long toss during spring training. Has he approached you for any help? Because we've seen somewhat of a change in the last couple of outings that he's been out there closing games for the Dodgers.
No, I mean, it's not something where he comes and like sits down and asks me a bunch of stuff, but you know, we're in the clubhouse together. We talk together. We play catch together. We're around, we're just, you know, sharing ideas back and forth. And it really is a testament to what the organization has put together in the culture because guys are talking, you know, I may talk to Jimmy Nelson and say something and he may be then talking to Kenley and say something that I said and you know, same thing in reverse and talking to Connor McGinnis and Mark and all the, you know, all the different, the people around them that have great information. It's like, it's just a kind of a sharing, it's a sharing environment, you know, we're talking baseball all the time. So I wouldn't say that I have any sort of direct, like influence on Kenley or whatever, but it's a matter of like getting the best ideas to the surface and figuring out who can communicate the best ideas to who. And, you know, like sometimes I might hear the same thing from two different people. They may say it differently and I might, you know, pick it up from one person, but not the other. So it's really about just getting all the best ideas out and talking baseball and trying to help each other in any way possible.
That's so cool. That's continuing the culture that was created here where guys talk a lot of baseball. They eat, sleep, and drink baseball. And Trevor Bauer certainly does that as well. Before I let you go, Trevor, I got to know, since you've come back to Los Angeles to pitch for the Dodgers, I'm not believing that you went back to Valencia, right? You're not living back in Valencia. You're graduated now. You're on your own, right?
Yeah, I'm on my own. I see my parents when I can. Obviously, with the COVID restrictions, it's a little bit more difficult. But yeah, I'm down in Pasadena now and a little bit closer to the stadium. So I can, you know, I don't like driving too much, especially in LA traffic, because you know, the further away you are, the more variability there is in the time that it takes you to get to the ballpark. So yeah, I like to be somewhat close, but Pasadena is a nice area.
By the way, I am from the San Fernando Valley, Woodland Hills, the Great 1-8. So I get offended when people say you're from the Valley because Santa Clarita is not the Valley, Trevor.
Well, technically, I'm from the Valley. I was born in North Hollywood and I lived in San Fernando Valley for the first year and a half of my life.
Okay.
So technically, yeah, but yeah, Valencia is definitely not considered the Valley. I think Valencians would be upset if it was considered the Valley as well. So there's a nice little rivalry there, let's say.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm more offended than you are. You can't be offended. I'm offended.
Yeah, that's the status of our society now, right?
Yeah, no kidding. Let's end it right there, Trevor. It's been awesome catching up with you and sharing you with Dodger fans. Good luck on Sunday and the rest of the season. It's been a pleasure to get to know you.
Yeah, same. Thanks for having me on. Look forward to doing it again.